we beat our profit forecast for the quarter. So we've got to be pleased.
I agree, although there are some areas of concern.
Yes, but we always thought it would be a tough quarter. $2 million profit on $59 million of revenue is a good performance.
That's true. We're all delighted that profits went up, but revenues fell for the second quarter in a row. That's what worries me.
But we always predicted that, which was why we reduced costs by as much as we did.
Yes, I see that operating costs fell from $53 million in Q3 to $46 million in Q4.
We made the most of the savings by switching to cheaper suppliers.
So what accounted for the rest of the cost?
One-off charges, either relating to redundancy payments or strategic acquisitions.
And what about the profit breakdown by geographical region?
Asia made $1.5 million profit. The Americas made $1 million in profit, and we lost $500,000 in Europe.
Europe's still dragging us back then.
Yes, but we still improved on a loss of $700,000 in Q3.
And what about our European revenues?
They remained flat.
Well, if we can keep costs low, we might manage to break even in Europe in the next quarter.
Possibly. We expect to see profitability in Europe in the next 3 to 6 months.
Is there any more scope for cost cutting next year?
We expect to make some savings on shipping costs, but nothing major.
That's fair enough. It's not as if we need to do anything drastic.